I'm Paul Fernandez. I'm a master's reader at the University of Aberdeen, and I've been working on assessing the status of our anglerfish stocks, or monkfish stocks as they're more commonly known. This is because their current status is unknown in the areas where they're fished around the British Isles. Monkfish are a highly valuable species. In 2010, for example, there were 11,000 tons landed by the Scottish fleet, and these were worth £27 million in that year at first sale value alone. We have been working with the Scottish fishing industry to put together a survey which encapsulates the whole area where these fish occur, and to estimate how much there is, their abundance, and what the fishing exploitation rate is, and then ultimately to find out if this fishing exploitation rate is too high or if it's appropriate. So we've undertaken this survey now for 7 years, annually since 2005. With consultation with the industry, we've used industry vessels as platforms, and we've also undertaken a variety of new scientific developments to ensure that the trawl surveys that we do represent the true numbers of fish that are down there. And that includes video observations of how the fish behave in relation to the gear, and catching experiments to determine escapes from the gear once they've supposedly been in the path of the net. All of this results in an estimate of their abundance, and we can track that abundance through a population assessment model, a mathematical model, which then gives us an estimate of the deaths from year to year as attributed to fishing, which we call the fishing mortality. And ultimately this is the numbers of fish that are removed each year. And what we want to see is how that population changes over time, and if that death rate, that harvest rate, is what it's called, is appropriate to the long-term sustainability of these stocks. And the results that we found is that the population in the last 3 or 4 years has been declining. However, the mature population is staying steady for the time being, because there are lots of ages still in the population. But the rate at which we're removing these fish is a little bit higher than the rate that would be consistent with a long-term sustainable yield. So in terms of their maximum sustainable yield, these fish are being overfished.